for the last time this year. Jay gets to unsheath his sword. Kind of, you know, hold it high as he comes in on the rope here at the studios, and it's always good to have him in. He's the founding partner and managing consultant for Integrity Pensions. He's been there since December 2013. He was with your firm, Scott,
Several years, yeah.
Yeah, for a bunch of years. So he's been here in Las Vegas for the better part of a decade. He's always been doing business here, I think, right? Yeah, so you were once based out of Phoenix, Arizona, but even with Phoenix, you had clients out here. So you've been coming to Vegas forever. You are an institution. So anyhow, so good to have you on board. I mean, you are a sage when it comes to these 401k plans and defined benefit plans and money purchase pension plans and plans here and plans there and everywhere.
Well, thank you, Leonard. And you're right. I have been coming to Las Vegas since the 80s, the mid-80s. Kind of wow. Scary. So that's 30 years. So, yeah, and also thank you very much. We have now, we finished our two-year anniversary on December the 2nd as Integrity Pension. So
happy anniversary.
Thank you. IntegrityPension.com is our website. At 800-652-7067. And Leonard, we're at the end of the year here. It's a big deadline for new plans. So any plan sponsor that wants to establish a calendar year plan must adopt it by the end of the year. So less than 2 weeks now.
Correct. Yeah.
The only plan that can be adopted after the year is the SEP, the Simplified Employee Pension. So it's a way to fund your employees' IRAs, but you can't do anything sexy with that. It's just all straightforward contributions, full vesting. So the real power of consulting comes into play right now, the ability to leverage contributions toward owners, to do safe harbor contributions for 401k plans, to do the really nifty and jazzy cash balance defined benefit plan. So we've been really busy the last month doing that. And just driving here, I thought we've put in new plans for sponsors in five or six states just the last 2 weeks. So it's nice that these are federal laws we're talking about that transcend state boundaries.
So if somebody came to you next week and said, I want to have a plan set up by the end of the year, mm-hmm. you could do it?
We would do it, yeah, definitely. We don't turn anybody away. I mean, I remember last year I put my last plan in at 10:30 p.m. on the 31st.
You're welcome. I like to make sure you work late on New Year's Eve.
We charged you the excise tax for that work too, by the way.
You didn't talk to me for almost a year afterwards, so we're just now on speaking terms. Len, can't you do this a little bit beforehand?
Right. You know, another trap that can come into play at the end of the year is people want to do a 401k plan. And as you guys know, those are salary deferrals. They come out of payroll. So if you don't have a payroll left, you have to do a special payroll. But you can't do the payroll before you have a plan. It has to be a plan in place.
Yeah.
So there's an order to things. It's first adopt your plan, then do your payroll with your salary deferral election, and then put the money into the plan.
Okay, so literally you could do the plan toward the end of the year and just do a special payroll on December 31st?
You really could. I was talking to a gentleman today in Colorado that is going to have one more payroll, and the bulk of his pay comes at the end of the year based upon his business. So mm-hmm. he's going to have a $70,000 paycheck on the 30th. So we've developed a way for him to defer a lot of that salary, not have to pay tax on it this year.
Yeah, one reminder on that is if you've got a payroll service that's involved in your company payroll, they need a little bit of warning on it. If
that's
you do
right.
it internally, you might be able to do it very last day, but payroll service, you might not be as lucky with that. So you have your headlights on for that one.
That's a great reminder, Scott. Even for me, for my small company, I just set up our last payroll for the 30th so that we'd have a special payroll rather than wait for the end of the year. I think it's better to pay our employees now and make sure they have a great new year.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Yeah, but if you kind of set it up and had that last payroll and there's a little glitch in the system because of that, you still got a couple days probably into the new year to actually pay that, or should that actually go out?
No, it has to be this year. So it's going to be have to be on the W-2 for 2015.
Correct.
Yeah. But however that happens, that's out of my range. That's why talk to your payroll people on that. But
Hold that check up with the drying ink on. Is that what you're talking about?
Exactly. Well, we're talking about people that procrastinate. Not someone like me, of course, Jay. Because I would never, make you stay up till 11:30. We'll toast a glass. In fact,
I'm going to be up anyways, Leonard, because it's New Year's Eve.
It is New Year's Eve,
it is Las Vegas, by the way.
And I think what we'll do here on Financial Fridays is raise a glass to Jay's, you know, you get those final forms taken care of and collated on the 31st.
He'll probably be in his office waiting for that New Year's party, huh?
We'll go join him. Hey, that sounds good. Your wife makes great seltzer. Unbelievable. Those Italian drinks?
Italian drinks and a little soda. Oh, yeah.
That's where it's at.
A little bit of half and half in there.
My kids still talk about that. Wow. They said, Dad, can you get some more of that at the market? Where do you get that? It's like really, really
special international market, man. It's fabulous stuff.
That's what we should have here on Financial Fridays is have your wife bring down these seltzers, and we'll party it up with the seltzers.
We could do that.
There you go.
I like that.
If we get around the law of no drinks at the console, that'd be good, man.
Hey, guys, another deadline, just to switch gears a little bit here, into next year is April 30th, the next big deadline. This is the deadline that every plan that is of the defined contribution type, so profit sharing, money purchase, 401k, they must have their plan updated for the Pension Protection Act. That was an act that was passed 7 years ago, 2008. I'm thinking 2016 now to get that 8, but... if you haven't had your plan updated, you're required to do that by April 30th. Otherwise, you're out of compliance. So what does that mean? Well, if you're out of compliance, you don't have a tax-qualified plan. You can no longer have tax deferral of your earnings and tax deductions for contributions. So you must update your plan. If you miss it, there's fees to pay. There's ways to get back into compliance. But you know, why mess around, Leonard? When you know right now, over 4 months in advance.
Is that for a plan that you're managing yourself? I mean, if you have a plan, let's say it's with a national brokerage, like a prototype plan, don't they do that for you?
They should, Jason. Yes, yeah, they should have that done for you. And they have that plan now. And if you've adopted that in the last year and a half, it's going to be the most current plan. If not, they should be sending you a new plan to adopt within the next 4 months.
And I think in order to ask Jay a question, you might want to give him an email, too. You can also call him. But Jay Belts, that's Jay, unrelated to J-Lo, I'll let you know, I think. But Jay, J-A-Y-B-E-L-T-Z, at integritypension.com. J-A-Y-B-E-L-T-Z, at integritypension.com.
Yeah, so I'm reminded of that deadline because we just became known to a plan sponsor who has not filed their pension plan returns for 9 years.
Ooh.
And they missed the restatement in 2010, and they're just now 4 months away from missing the next one. So fortunately, we caught them in time for that one. But they're having to submit their plan to the IRS to make up, to pay a fee, to pay a penalty, and to get those guys back into compliance. So it's a big endeavor, but we're going to get them straightened around, and it's really good that we got them before they became under audit because then it gets really expensive. Mm-hmm. So it's always best in the retirement plan field to be proactive and to follow the rules, get back into compliance, and therefore, you know, earn all the benefits that tax qualified plans have.
Yeah, the Department of Labor has some serious penalties too. They're probably the hardest hitting organization that you can find.
They are, Scott, because they also hired the year before last 9 new people in this district to go out and collect money, and they are.
Yeah.
So it's really best if you can to be proactive. And you know, if you do mess up, the great thing to know these days is that there's ways to get back into compliance. You can do that pretty quickly and hopefully, you know, without too much of a penalty.
I would assume you're going to be fairly busy in the next few months sending out form letters to those who you think might be not in compliance, because a lot of that's public information that you can find out whether they're in compliance.
Yeah, we do have some marketing efforts that way. And for our current clients, I can actually report that we have done all of their plans. We're actually ahead of the game. I was at a conference in Hawaii, as you guys know, last month, and people were asking, you know, where everybody was, and they were surprised that we were caught up. You know, we were ahead of the game. So we really try to be proactive. And plus, you know, we wanted to make sure people knew ahead of time and they could take advantage of any rules going into 2016. If you wait past December 31st, a lot of times you can't take advantage of something for another year. So the ability to advance plan is really valuable in our opinion.
It's interesting. Another issue that came about with respect to the legislation that was signed was the absence, a conspicuous absence of the Department of Labor information or the legislation that they were going to put into this. They pulled that back out. So the Department of Labor regulations regarding fiduciary money management, et cetera, on these plans is full steam ahead. No change.
It looks that way right now. They kept the funding in the plan as far as, the budget as far as we know. So they are still going to make some changes. They're in a so-called blackout period right now, the DOL is. They're not talking about it. But we know that behind the scenes they are looking at all the opinions that have came into them, and they're getting ready to, I think, go final with that Leonard, but softer final, so to speak.
Yeah. It should be interesting to see what happens coming down the line.
Yeah, it will be. And, you know, I think you guys mentioned that the bill passing, how everybody was playing nice. You know, part of that is the fact of where we are, too, in the cycle. You know, with next year's election, you know, you didn't want to be the bad guy right now and hurt your party. So I think intentionally there was, you know, a lot of agreement because of that on Capitol Hill.
Well, the nice thing is earlier this week, of course, the Fed raised the interest rates by 0.25%. So that means cash in these 401k plans now earns a lower negative number.
Yeah. Or what has happened, too, is that almost all participant loans from plans are based upon prime rates. So we just did a loan yesterday at 5.5%, where last week that would have been 5.25%.
Yeah, so that's going up. Well, not that big of a deal, though.
No, not really. Yeah. But it's really small dollars.
But what is a big deal is the people who are afraid of the market, they go into cash, and they're still earning negative returns in cash in all likelihood.
That's
so
right. That's
we've
right.
got a little ways to go. It should be interesting to see what happens. Jay, it's always good to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Do you have anything in closing that you want to say? Because I know we're moving along. We could always have you on for the whole show, but do you have anything in particular that we're missing here?
Well, those two deadlines are really important. I want to get that across. And so I think that's really the main thing, Leonard, right now for this month. And then, as Scott was saying, though, you know, we start doing compliance work January 1st. So if plan sponsors want to make sure they're in compliance, they should get their data into their consultants as soon as possible.
Okay, very, very good. Have a great weekend. Where can we rope you in at? What's your email address and everything?
JAYBELTZ at IntegrityPension.com. And IntegrityPension.com is our website.
Terrific. Thank you. Have a very Merry Christmas, Jay. I can't believe it's there already. Have a great weekend.
Thank you.